With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting some Charlotte airport service workers went on strike during the busy Thanksgiving travel week.
Service workers who clean planes, remove trash, and push people in wheelchairs went on strike Monday for higher wages and better working conditions. SEIU Regional Director Chris Bauman says some make just $12.90 an hour.
One of the workers spoke about living in a storage shed. Others live in hotel rooms, in U-Hauls, and they're tired of being invisible and tired of living in poverty when these companies have billions of dollars profit.
He says the union voted for a 24-hour strike during the holidays for a reason.
And so this is the time the workers say we will not be invisible.
The workers are employees of ABM and Prospect Airport Services, which contract with American Airlines at Charlotte Douglas Airport. I'm Julie Walker.
Forfeit wins have changed the outlook of the Mountain West volleyball tournament.
After receiving six forfeit wins, San Jose State's volleyball team is seeded second in the postseason tournament. Those wins were because of boycotts from conference opponents. Mountain West members Boise State, Wyoming, Utah State, and Nevada, as well as Southern Utah, canceled matches this season against the Spartans. A recent lawsuit filed by players from various schools against the conference and San Jose State officials calls for a Spartans player not to be allowed to participate in the tournament. It cites unspecified reports asserting there is a transgender player on San Jose State. However, neither the school nor the forfeiting teams have confirmed the existence of that player. I'm Mike Hempen.
A judge has granted a request from prosecutors to dismiss the election interference case against President-elect Donald Trump. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 440 points, the NASDAQ rose 51, the S&P advanced 18. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is looking for volunteers.
The giant Christian relief agency is often seeking people to head to the scene of a natural disaster and help people out. But right now, they simply need folks who are willing to pack up shoeboxes full of gifts for poor kids around the world. The annual Operation Christmas Child is in full swing, and all those boxes have to be checked, collated, and prepared for delivery at processing centers in cities such as Atlanta, Denver, and Baltimore. Details at SamaritansPurse.org. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More trouble for embattled Christians in India. According to International Christian Concern, the Hindu nationalist government there is barring ministries and NGOs from receiving any funding from outside the country. ICC says for the first time, India's Ministry of Home Affairs has listed religious conversion activities as a reason for blocking foreign funding of certain non-governmental organizations. This is SRN News. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell announced plans to shift into two key roles in the next Congress as he prepares to hand over the torch as the upper chamber's top Republican.
McConnell, who first announced that he was stepping down from his leadership post in February, said Thursday that he'll be heading up the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on Defense. McConnell said he, quote, looks forward to working closely with incoming Senate Appropriations Chair Susan Collins of Maine, who is currently serving as top Republican on the committee and its Defense Funding Subcommittee. He also said he intends to head the Senate Rules Committee in the next Congress.
That's correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. The United Arab Emirates says police have arrested three Uzbek internationals for the killing of an Israeli Moldovan rabbi. Monday's statement from the country's interior ministry offered no motive for the slaying of Zvi Kogan. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.